Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Here it is, an impromptu Sunday night edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. And ooh, we are so excited. Yes, I'm Deborah Lee, and I will be your Psychic Love Doctor for the next hour or so. And I want to remind everybody that this is a show where we use only ordinary playing cards. Blog talkers, take my word for it. I'm holding them up and showing them to those who are on our Facebook page where we are streaming live right now. That page is the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. So if you want to hop on over and see what we're doing, that's the place to find us. Also, for each of our callers, I will be doing a full 24-card layout. This is customary for what I do with my private clients when they are working one-on-one with me. So I'll just need like a minute or so to lay them out and get a good look at it. I prefer this over just kind of rifling off a few cards randomly. This manner of laying them out, all 24 cards, gives me the chance to see the landscape of your life, where I can get a good feel about what's going on for you, how your life is impacted by others. And of course, to bring in your question or questions that you have asked. So with that said, I'm now going to turn over to Mr. Excitement himself, and that's going to be Jimbo Baggins.
Welcome, Paul.
Yeah.
We want to remind everybody the show is for informational and educational purposes. Also want to remind you, as always, if you're an international caller or an international Facebook Live viewer, let us know, and we shall give you an international shout-out like from the UK, and I believe Michelle.
It's
also from the UK, if I'm not mistaken. And I could be, and I have been many of them. All right. They'll let me know. They'll tell me I suck. All right. I was going to say, speaking of suck, because it did last night starting out the phones. But tonight I did hear us talk. So.
Oh, good.
Anyway, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call and get in the queue. They'll tell you automated-wise, some kind of voice, and they'll say, you can listen to the show. And I tested it.
Did you happen to see what day this is?
It's Sunday.
No, not Sunday.
Didn't even finish my thing.
Yeah, you could do that.
Debbie the Interrupter. That's her. That would be her freaking warrior name. Debbie the Interrupter. Indeed. All right. What the hell was I? Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's the. If you hear nothing, that something went wrong. You should always hear music if you call in too early, or us talking if you're waiting. That's your absolute silence. Went wrong. Just hang up, call again. Usually it works. All right. Facebook. Part of the plan because you don't have a call-in system. We always try to find moments to break and let you guys call in because many of you, especially the international folks, cannot call in on the regular old phone. You know, but you can Skype in if that's an option. Skype does come with a fee. It's, domestically, it's pennies, but probably not pennies internationally, but you better than calling in on your desire. We had a guy on the Monday show last week before from Australia.
Yeah.
Skyped in, and he's before.
Yeah.
He's Skyped, not very often, but he's Skyped in. Same guy. He's pretty cool.
Or you could go with BOIP through, like, Magic Jack. That's one we often talk about. That's been around for years.
Magic Jack was the one that was the groundbreaker. Now there's a lot of them.
I think
but they're
is.
Still around.
We have a friend who lives here from Spain. family and friends are all back there, and he regularly calls them.
Yeah, so it pays off big bucks for him because he calls them all the time.
Yeah, it's free.
Because he can, because he has a plan.
Mm-hmm.
All right, international shout-out to Laura from Canada. Oh, Canada.
Laura.
All righty then. Also,
I didn't like that.
Uh-oh. Weird. All right, it is what it is. But we're not going to have that kind of problem again tonight. Anyway, that is the sound of harps. Synonymous, well, not synonymous, when people used to see paintings and envision angels playing it. So that means you're reading over, and we're going to give you a single angel card reading before we move on to the next caller. So when you hear the harps, that's not a two-minute warning like you're watching football with them to go on a hurry-up offense and get them any up to questions. And, no, oh, that ship has sailed. When that harps come in, we're moving out. You can go to psychicgroupdoctor.com and arrange for a private reading at your block of time. And you have the only thing you have is a clock. You can ask all the questions you want on the private meeting. Or they roll the dice and try to get in the queue this time we do a live show. Those are your options. But we got to move on to get the other folks. But tonight's flavor of angel card is the healing angel card. We have several decks. We like to rotate the crops, and that is the flavor tonight.
Before we go to calls.
Yes.
I think we should introduce our...
That would be really weird if you didn't. That would be, it'd almost be funny if you just didn't say shit.
Just let him sit here.
Yeah, just let him sit here. It would be funny if he just sat there and did nothing. He'd be like, what the hell was that? What was that?
You know? It would be an open movie.
It would be hilarious.
It would.
They keep waiting. They press out. Maybe after the next call, they'll talk about
this guy.
And then he just sits like this and just looks around. Then the show ends. They're like, whoa, what's that?
We should have talked.
Go ahead.
Wait.
Go ahead, Deb.
Excuse me, folks. The allergies to seasonal stuff is raging.
Nah, she was cocaine right before the show. Don't let her fool you.
Seasonal.
Yeah.
All right. I want to tell you about our only guest for this evening.
That's, well, our first and only, so you were right in both facets.
Yes, and this will be Mr. Kyle McKenzie's joined us.
Hello.
Yes, he is quite a talented young man. First of all, I want to tell you that I've known him since he was 16.
A wee child.
Yes, he was, and we took him in, put him under our wing.
Time flies.
We adopted him, and he was 7
Percent.
Yes, a friend of my, the third child?
Middle
child.
Yeah, that's easiest. Don't try to count numbers. Yeah. Somewhere in that middle pile.
He's a fantastic musician.
Thank you.
You are also a wonderful composer.
Thank you.
Yes, he knows he is. He knows. But we have him joining us tonight because he's also quite a specialist in another field. And that field is?
Well, currently I'm a customer retention manager.
Yes.
For an area dealership. Oh. However,
he's found ways that he can apply the principles of excellent customer care to actually to relationships. And what else did we say about that? There was about dispute.
How I like to look at it is the world of interconnected. You know those balls that like to explain and they have explode and they have those little pins and all the little zigzags that make them connect?
Mm-hmm.
That's what that means.
Sometimes he'll pop off with something and my jaw will drop. So we will, you're going to be the, say that word, a T word. You're going to be the tertiary,
okay. I couldn't remember. Excuse me.
Yeah, he's the tertiary.
Input here. That's what we were looking for, right? A little point of view.
A person making up the trio.
There we go.
Yes, and this is not his first time.
Negative. Been a while.
It's been a while.
It might have been. I don't know. It might have been.
A couple of years.
Maybe pre-COVID or around that time.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah. That buyer's a few years, folks.
And I got to tell you, the ladies love him. Some will call in special just to talk to Kyle. You know that.
Yeah,
and he is single, ladies, so.
Hello.
Yeah.
Love that.
Find love will travel. That's the motto. All right, so what's happening now? Oh, yeah.
Okay, what do you mean what's happening? What do you think?
Well, I think we're doing a reading.
I think we're going to rock and roll Daddy-O. We're going to area code 203, Connecticut, 203. Welcome to the show. Caller number one.
Hi there, Connecticut. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're
hi.
Connecticut. Hi, what's your name,
yep.
please?
Hi, this is Michelle, and I'm actually currently living in Georgia. And welcome, Kyle.
Hi.
Michelle, are you originally from Connecticut?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And Kyle, where do you hail in Connecticut?
80.
And what is that?
From there.
Up there, in New London. Yeah, I don't want to get too specific.
Oh, you know, we've had the Connecticut 860 area code.
Yes, we have.
Oh, that is a fact.
So now we're transplanted to Georgia. How do you like that?
Oh, I've been all over the country. And Georgia's very, very nice, but I wish I were closer to the water.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, it does depend. Well, you know, it's a deep-sized state.
Didn't Atlanta just have a horrific storm that blew there? Maybe you're not... Okay,
well, there was a tornado warning, but very quick. You know, it just rained for me.
Quick.
That's good. Yes, we do. So, Michelle, tell us what brings you to the show this evening. What is on your mind?
What's happening? Well, if I'd rather be asking you something about my personal, you know, love life, whatever, but I wanted to ask you about the job because I finally got the job offer and I should be starting in April. And you were right on about how delayed it was going to be. You said that, I think, back in early January. So
I'm so glad to hear that. And you can have two questions. So if you want to ask about the job and also about your private life, we can do that.
Well, I'd like to, but, you know, I have to say this job is killing me. I'm going to be committed to working, hopefully, for the year because they're going to give me a bonus and I don't want to have to pay back the bonus, but this is killing me. So I just wanted to get your read on it.
Sure. Which part is killing you? Is this the new job you're talking about or the old?
No, I've been working on contract on this job since October, so it's been killing me from the beginning, but it's still killing me. And now I'm going to be working permanently, at least for the next year.
Are you happy about that? I mean, we're going to throw in a little life coaching here, too. So I'm just wondering where you are. You said it's killing you, but I want to know what your real, you know, actual in general feeling is.
No, it's, you know, it's my last hurrah probably. You know, I'm ready to retire, but not now. So this will give me a lot of money, a lot of, you know, work from home. It's, you know, I just got to put in this time, and then I'm going to be in a really much better position, and hopefully I can work this so it's not as much stress, too. Which I keep trying to do, but very hard.
What is your precise question, hon, that you want me to work on for you?
Well, I think I just want to know, you know, if I can possibly manage to make this job less stressful for myself, because in a way it's me making it stressful. I try so hard, I work so hard, you know, and I keep trying, but to make it less stressful. But it's a very stressful job.
Okay. I'm laying down the cards. Kyle says hello on Facebook watching us.
So, Michelle, is it okay with you? I'm going to ask you a question. You sounded a little apprehensive there in making this move. Why?
For the job?
Yeah. It sounds like the current position it sounds like it's emotionally draining. You're at your end. You said it was killing you, but then to hear you making the transition down a little bit, like you were.
It's the same job. Well, Yeah, well, so, you know, I've been working this job, and it's going to go from being a contract employee to a permanent employee. And once I'm a permanent employee, I have great benefits, bigger salary, big bonus.
Okay.
So there's a lot I've been waiting for here, and it's coming next month. But it is a very stressful job, and I put a lot of stress on myself because
right.
you know, I just do. I try so hard, and it's so hard to please these people. So
she's got the cards laid out. Let's see what she.
Well, what I want to say is, I really think the step up is going to help you feel much more in sync with what you're doing in terms of effort and the energy that you're putting into this job. One thing I would say that would really, if you can do this, to try to really eliminate as much stress as possible, is try not to be too much of a perfectionist. That's what I'm seeing in your cards. Sometimes we can get crazy with perfection. I know for me, as having been a writer for many years, to me, the computer screen is already perfect. Once I start to, you know, type on the computer, oh, there it is, not perfect anymore. And I need to, and I work at this, turning that telescope around that telescope. So I'm not looking through the wrong end of it at my own work.
It's like this keyboard here.
Yeah.
There's a world-class novel there. You just got to hit them in the right order.
All right there.
That's
right.
Everything, all the tools are right there.
I think another way of saying what you're saying is control the controllables. If you can't control it, there's nothing to worry about. Control it, control it.
Also, Michelle, are you a deadline performer? Some of us really excel in the last, you know, like the last hour practically before we have to put something together. Or do you work methodically through your project?
Oh, I work constant and methodical and hard every second of the day. So
well,
it's a bit much.
The move to going permanent is going to really make her feel more valued.
I got a question.
Yeah,
I remember we talked about this before. So you basically went from contractor to permanent, but your job remained the same, correct? Your actual workload and what you do. So I don't know that you should. I don't know that you should hit a stress switch to anything. I did the same thing. When I went from contractor to permanent employee, I had a little bit of less stress. I felt more secure with my employment. Because as a contractor, in those contracts, you know that. They're coming in. So it's like they sign up for like a couple months and then they can say,
sayonara.
So I
well,
felt
believe
like,
it or not.
Yeah,
well, believe it or not, you know, you're right, Deborah Lee. It's you're right in that. So it was the offer was just made like Friday, and already it's like with the salary they're offering me, I would have had to work on my current, like I have to work another 13 hours a week minimum to make the salary they're going to pay me. So now I can work 40 hours instead of 53 hours, which I've been doing. So,
from what I see here for you, you're going to really adapt to this. There's more valuation for you. You're going to feel more self-esteem and self-confidence from that. You got that awarded to you. You know, it wasn't them just, you know, just feeling sorry for you or anything. They love your work. So I think that through that you will be elevated. And you might try some self-care things. Some people that do work in stressful situations, they tell us that they do a lot of meditating or they are ones to go out for a good little jog. They love to do yoga on their own and, you know, and socialize. Your cards show that it'll be nice to be seen, you know, out with friends. It will do you a lot of good. So I really think you're going to find your whole life will turn around now that it's permanent. You've already proved yourself. So now it's just a matter of, right, Kyle?
Right.
Kind of looking at that. You, look at you. This guy invented his own position and pitched it to them after he'd worked there. You were a new car salesman.
Yeah.
And he pitched it to them, and they accepted it. So he created a whole new position for himself.
Nice.
And, yeah, so... and this is somebody that in the past, let's just say, holding down a job was often a challenge due to different factors of transportation,
blah, blah, blah.
So he might sit here and say, if I can do it, you can do it.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
Yep.
So I think it's going to be great for you. And I know you're planning to retire, but there could even be something else to come along that would be before you retire. So just a little something for you, to think about. So you have her. Go ahead.
One other thing is they sort of wanted me to come out. I have to fly cross country like in a week. They wanted me to come out like the 13th. And I'm on the fence about doing that. I just wanted to know if you thought I should go out there. I don't have to, but it might be beneficial. But
well, what I feel from your cards is you decide what feels good for you. The cards are not urging you to go to the main office or, you know, when they want you to just, and personally, I don't see any reason why you wouldn't, but if you prefer not, it's not going to be a reflection on you at all. So, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That, and that's kind of what I thought. You know, because once I'm an employee, they're going to make me go out, you know. But now I'm not an employee till next month, so.
I think you'll enjoy it when you do go. Now, Jim has your...
I do have a really meaningful greeting. Subject is gratitude. That's your new attitude. Oh, somebody had to be a poet here. The stars will shine brighter upon you. All in your world will become brighter.
And that couldn't be a bad angel.
Well, you know, and a lot of us don't have gratitude. We get pissed off. We don't get exactly what we want nowadays. And there's a million people out there who just scoff at us and change places with us. So that's what we do as humans. We always want better. And we forget people got a lot worse.
Yes, they do. You're right.
Poor bastards. But anyway.
You guys are great. You guys are really something.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We love what we do. We really do.
Thank you. We will call. Yeah, call back again.
Yeah, I'd love to hear about
it. I thought that was a different scheme. Great. Put you on mute, but she's still there. I never hang up. Everybody can listen to the show. International shout out to Mike. Now, he hasn't typed anything, but Cho says, there's somehow a way you can tell people are watching, but I don't know. Well, we're all friends with him on Facebook, so I don't know all the hell you know either. Somebody else was asking, too, like, how do you know that? I think it was Lily?
Yeah, probably.
Somebody else was asked the exact same question. I was like, how can you tell that?
When he's on, I don't see him in my friends list either.
All I know is I see viewers up here, and I cannot break that down into humans watching.
Now, you're a Facebook expert.
No. Sorry.
That's a relative term. As a matter of fact, if somebody called me a Facebook expert, I might feel bad about myself. That means I'm probably spending entirely too much time on there.
Not at all.
I know you can kind of hide. You can hide conversations.
We're talking, this just narrowing down to this live viewing thing.
Nope.
Somebody, if you're out there and you know, call our hotline and let us know.
I don't know.
You got anybody waiting?
Somebody says it tells me when somebody's watching and I'm friends with her on Facebook. I don't. Where does it actually say that? Because I'm sitting right here looking at this screen and nothing pops up and says John Jacob Jingleheimer's, but your friend is watching. Nothing says shit.
No, it doesn't.
And I click this. It says eight people. And if I click right mouse, left mouse, click it with my penis, nothing pops up on the menu where I can see people. Nothing. So I'd love to know. Tell me the secret. And real quick,
There's no filter on this show.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, it's not the Monday show. Monday show, we put filters on. But anyway, Luna, yes, we are going to make some messenger time.
Well, if his penis won't make it show in his hair, nothing's going
on. Well, I'm just thinking, I'm going to the extremes here. I'm going, we're reaching, we're going outside the box. Lily wanted you to know that the realtor blew her off today, so that condo is poo-poo, no-no, go-go.
You know what?
So maybe it's not meant to be.
That's a good sign for you. If it was meant to be, the door opens and it's like you're just ushered right in. Yeah.
It's usually a sign. Fate has led you away for a good reason.
I was worried about the Airbnb aspect.
Yeah, as soon as they say everybody can do it, oh my God,
it's
going to
be
like Animal House.
It'll be like Spring Break in Florida.
You know, that movie's so old, people go, Animal House? They probably don't even know what that means anymore. Yeah.
Oh, you might not get a moment's peace. Little Cupid will bark his head off constantly.
She agrees, too. She says, she agrees, and thank you.
Okay, Lily. Good. So if something is meant for us, folks, it will happen. Mm-hmm. You don't have to chase down, hunt it down. I'm not saying you just sit back in a chair and just wait. But I'm saying, what's the word? Come on, Kyle, you know. When you're not pursuing, but you are... creating reality you want.
Manifesting?
Yes.
There we go.
Then you are going to find things showing up for you.
If you are constantly doing the right thing, yes.
Now, I do good read thing. This young man's cards a lot. Oh. And the more, and he can vouch that the more, it's okay. It's not like we are sharing, international secrets.
No, not at all.
He was laughing because I was about to say something.
Oh.
And he probably saw me do this.
Oh, that's right. Jim performs when I'm running my mouth.
I've never met a woman to ever do that in their life.
Well,
ever.
I forgot where I was now.
Ever,
to say, he can vote that the more readings you get, the more things begin to show up for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think these cards manifest with you. Really, in my book, I stress, these are just pieces of plastic, you know, but... the girl that shared an office with me for 2 years, because my office wife, she was actually a marriage counselor that learned my method. She said, Deb, I really think the cards have power. They're symbolic, and they have energy attached to them.
Why was a heterosexual, same-sex person a office wife?
It's just a...
It's like a girlfriend. Office wife, you know.
But you've never heard a guy say, that's my office husband.
No, we don't know.
Because
you
guys.
Don't say it. That's not why.
It's the H word. I know it is.
It's not a phobia. You can not really be into something. It doesn't mean you're afraid of it.
You don't
when you say every time somebody doesn't accept something, you automatically are afraid of it.
When we were in that lovely office behind closed doors, only she and I.
You don't have to be a wife to be lesbionics. Yeah, you don't have to be, you know.
There's a caller waiting, isn't there?
Yes.
Oh, there's a lot of callers waiting.
Excuse me.
Did we give Mike the international
shout-out? No, you just said no. You were...
International shout-out to Mike, who we have yet to see speak.
Yeah.
I have yet to figure out how to see anybody out there without speaking.
But the rest are,
I'm not the only one. There's other people that don't know. Some do and some don't. Must be some kind of trade secret.
I know he has some... kind of highly respected professional in the medical field, but I wonder if that's really true. I get the feeling maybe he's like that guy in the movie. Remember the movie where he did the gong show? The hell was his name?
Jerry.
But he was actually a member of the CIA.
No, you got to rephrase that. Back up. What was he really? He said he was that.
And he went out and assassinated people.
He said... that he did all these things. You're talking like it's factual.
Well, Mike could be right now in Russia, like lazing targets or something military.
Yeah,
and always on his phone.
All special ops agents always go on Facebook when they're ready to kill somebody. That's SOP. Right before you put the laser on that guy's eyes, go on Facebook chat for a while and have fun.
Maybe he's doing it at the same time. You know, I mean, these people are very talented. There. So, anyway, I haven't checked the cards on
that.
Take
it away, Tampa Bay.
So this is just conjecture on my part. All right, let's go.
We're going to a familiar area code. 218 Northern Minnesota.
Oh.
218, welcome to the show.
My homeland.
I'm gonna hug it right
there. Hello there. Hi. Who's on the phone? Hi. Who is this, please?
This is Samora Reddy. I don't know. I said my last name.
It's all right.
What's your first name?
It's Samora.
Samora?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi, Samora.
That is beautiful.
Hi, Samora.
Hi.
Do you live in Duluth?
No, I actually, well, I'm from up north. I'm from Brookston, but do you know where Cloquet is?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah, so I'm like 20 minutes further than Cloquet.
Further south,
down 30.
North.
Oh, north.
Okay,
yeah,
that's almost like okay, let's just keep on.
Is that like Moose Lake somewhere down in there?
It's maybe close to that area, but if you know where Floodwood is, it's kind of close to Floodwood.
Yeah.
Roger that.
Okay.
Us three people know what we're talking about, and the whole rest of the world goes, what are these jackwads talking about?
This is the Minnesota stuff. Minnesota Weekly. Tonight,
yeah.
Soka, yeah.
You know what, though? When I was in the Navy, I would meet, especially on a carrier, I'd meet people from Minnesota, and they would say, I am from blah blah blah. I don't know where they are. I've never heard of that. Well, that's next to Bloppity Blop. There are so many infantile microscopic towns in that state.
Yep.
Some guys would rattle off three different places. And I'm like, dude, tell me how far you're away from something I would have heard of and what direction.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about this one.
Yeah.
All
right.
There we go.
I'm from Goatville.
Oh, I know where Goatville is. Yeah, he's just right down the road from...
Across
the river is Maggotville. That's right. Anyway, all right. Back to the Samoa.
Her name reminds me of that Girl Scout cookie that is so good.
Oh, the Samoans.
Samoans.
The Samoans.
Yeah.
Whoops, I shouldn't have put a hand on that.
No.
I just changed that cookie into a warrior. All right.
Oh, I bet you're so glad you called us, aren't you?
Yes, she is.
I'm delighted.
No, that's okay. Everyone talking like with like three different subjects. That's how my brain is like all the time. So it's just I'm used to it.
Right. Okay. That's cool. Let's all just go insane together.
Well, tell us what's on your mind. On which part of your mind?
Yes.
I really wanna move. But I also want to know, like, how, I guess, like, the career thing. But I feel like the career thing will, like, unfold once I, like, we move. But I want to see, like, where my love is.
She's, you know, it's if she does this, but then she'd have to do that. And then how can she do this? So let me ask you, where are you in terms of your career path? Are you out of school? Are you working before we even get to
I'm out of school. I have to get some butters really quick. Hold on, Leo.
Just talking to the third group.
Oh, my son.
Oh, I thought it was either a son or a pet.
I thought it was a cat.
Yeah, I thought it was a cat. Kids, pets, same, different.
Another living thing.
Another thing that requires you to support them and their opinion.
Yeah, definitely, yes, but for human services. But I'm really interested in like a lot of things, and that's just because I have ADHD and I like to dabble in everything. But
I have that too. I was diagnosed before they knew anything really about it. They called me hyperkinetic, and when I was about 11 years old, and they put me on a tranquilizer. You know, if I acted a little exuberant, my mother would say, "Go get your medicine."
You ever watched you ever watch that show, Mom?
Mom, it's awesome.
No.
Well, because Bonnie,
the mother,
all she said when she figured out, I got ADHD, that was her excuse for everything. I wish I could have done that, but I have ADHD.
You know what, though? People don't have
I would have completed that project, but, you know.
People that don't have it don't realize how difficult focus can be for us. You know, focus.
Yeah.
And, like, I'll go on the internet. I need to find something for my work. And then I'm off on a road trip, and I'm looking at cute little puppies, you know. And, oh, look at this, the song I need to listen to.
But why does your ADHD ultimately take you to someplace where you buy shit?
I think that's the female ADHD. Samora, let me get to the bottom of your question here.
Yes, you do it.
I think there was an F of a question. You want to know what you should do, if you should move and go out pursuing this new career field?
Yeah.
Like,
I'm
how does
that
look
at it? What do you say?
What say you?
You heard the enthusiasm in your own voice, right?
Yeah,
it sounds like you made that decision. It sounds like you're only going to share it. It's like, it is the support system. You have a son, right?
Yeah, I need that. I mean, I just have to make a plan and then stick to it. But I'm just like wondering how it will pan out, because you know you're always scared. But it's so cool to always come home. So I don't know.
Well, I'm looking at your cards, and I want to remind you, there's a risk in everything. And also, the one motto that I really try to live by is desire is greater than fear. There's nothing we can't do. It's a matter of putting one foot in front of the other, and card readings do help.
Yeah.
So we know what to expect.
I mean,
are you thinking of moving to, like, the cities, you know, Minneapolis, or
or maybe getting the hell out of Dodge and leaving Minnesota.
Out of state.
I'm planning.
Smell it in her voice.
Hey, we don't blame you.
I'm tired of it. Well, because I visited Washington, the state of Washington, for like just a visit, a vacation. And when I landed, like, off the airplane, I never researched Washington. I didn't know what to expect, except I was told there's mountains. When I visited, my head, when I landed and walked out of the airport, it said, in my head, I said, I'm home. And I was like, whoa, that's a weird thing to say. Like, I don't even know.
Was this the great state of Washington?
Yeah.
No.
That's fine.
That was your intuition.
And you know what? I got to tell you.
District of Columbia, please.
Hearing your cards, you are destined to go. You are destined to go there. And look at, she's going to receive so many blessings from taking that step. So many.
It's interesting because I've been to both, and they're both very outdoorsy thing, but Washington throws in those gigantor beautiful mountains all over the place.
Yeah, they do.
And you can get on the actual coast on the ocean, too, if that's your thing.
Do you have a partner,
hon? Going on.
Or are you a single mom?
I do have a partner. He's a pain in my ass.
Well, that, I love that.
Well, you know, you can probably go to a doctor and get a shot
for that. Are you leaving him behind? Or is he going to go?
Is he ducked in the wind?
Or are you taking,
no,
taking him with?
He would be coming with.
Well, then maybe he won't be a pain in the ass out there.
He's that kind of a pain in the ass. A lovely pain in the ass.
You know
I got it. Roger that.
I really think it's going to do for your relationship. I really feel that the two of you share a destiny. And it's so cute how you can talk like that. You know, there's others that we get on the air that, oh, they wouldn't dream, you know, saying things like that. But you are destined. You should follow your destiny. Your cards show. I'm serious. Lots of blessings. I've known people that have crossed the country from, like, Jersey to Washington as clients. They think they're lucky stars that they had the guts to do it. So,
well, she's young, is she not?
You're young.
I feel young.
That's the time to do it.
Not when you're 50 years old. You're not, foot not by being the grave, but you're looking at the grave, eyeballing it. And that's okay. I've only got 5 more views and all that. So now is the time.
Yes, please. Go.
Now.
Go.
I just think that's how you feel. If you feel and think you're old, then your body's going to start being old. But if you think you're young, then your body's like, yeah, I'm young. And that's how I've always felt. And people always tell me that I look young.
In your home.
What'd you say?
Remember, she said earlier.
I told you, you were home.
She was home, so you're home.
Yeah, well, I'll give you a clue about that body thing. You see how that works out for you a little bit. Depends on how you
say it. Wait,
Well, I've been thinking I was young for a long time, but my body said, I'm punching out. I'm all done with this sports show. Your brain can be thinking you want to play sports, but I'm not playing anymore.
It's going to really revitalize your relationship, too. I really think it's not good things for you there.
Yeah, you know. Change of, what was that? Changes of latitude, changes in that.
Yeah.
Jimmy Buffett.
He's with you on that.
Yeah, Jimmy Buffett. But just change scenery can just change your life. Or not. But, you know, you won't know until you get there.
I think she has the pioneering spirit to go do this, from what I see. There's nothing but success ahead of you, hon. And your son's going to enjoy it.
But out in that state a lot, and it's fun, too.
Yeah.
So you got that going for you.
What's your angel card?
Angel card.
This is going to be...
We're at the end of the card of the angel. Oh, it's a healing angel card, but it's not about healing all the time.
Sometimes it's just advice.
Sometimes it's just...
Yeah.
It's a card for all of us sometimes. Mindfulness. Being mindful of another's feelings and needs. Someone needs your love now. A loving thought is all it takes.
Huh. Not bad.
So somebody in your life needs a little bit of extra love, possibly, and only you know who that
probably
is.
Probably my fiance.
Yeah.
He needs.
Oh, it's a fiance. Yeah. You're pain in the ass. The fiance. That's the best kind of pain in the ass.
My fiance. My fiance.
What is that from?
A dingo 8-month
baby. Oh, a dingo 8-month baby.
I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about. I've only seen about half the episode.
She knew. She laughed. You're going to get married out there, too.
She might have laughed because she thought we were crazy, too.
Oh,
didn't know. Didn't never see that episode.
If you're going to get married. Otherwise, it's going to just be a commitment ceremony type of thing.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
You are terrific, and I hope that you will keep in touch so we know what's going on with you.
That's right. You are a connection to the Great White North.
That's right.
We hail from Duluth.
Yes, we do.
Temperature today,
-4. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you very much. You know, she didn't say hey. She didn't talk like they did on Fargo, the movie.
Oh, they really?
Yeah.
Oh, they don't talk like that up there.
She talked like a normal human being. Damn it. Everybody remember that. All right.
They really... I would say the best movie for the accent was the one where the guy went in the wood chipper. What movie was that?
That was Fargo.
That was Fargo.
Oh, that's right. Well, I'm not talking about the wife.
There's a little bit of blonde little notes here just to let you know, folks. That's okay. It's all right. All right. Anyway, thank you so much, Samora.
Well,
we got to move on.
Yep. Take care, hon.
You got to keep on. All right. Let me go back and check log, make sure we got international
that
I missed.
Fun.
Do
you remember what movie that's from?
That was fun.
Down Periscope.
What?
Shoring up those pipes. Did you ever see Down Periscope?
I saw that.
Kelsey Grammer.
I saw that, 25 years ago when it came out.
Was it Kelsey Grammer?
It was Kelsey Grammer. You were right on.
Yes, Kelsey Grammer.
He was the captain of the sub.
He had a tattoo on his dick.
Okay. Which has nothing to do with the line she was trying to make.
No, it's that Stepanek who was a kind of a delinquent. He didn't want to be in the Navy, but his parents put him in, and they were shoring up, if that's what you call it, where you wrap those things around the pipes that are leaking.
That's not shoring.
Oh, whatever it's called.
Yeah. Shoring is when the bulk is about to collapse, and you put big wood timbers to shore it up so it doesn't collapse. But
he went like
it was
this.
Damage control.
They were all wet, and he put his hand through his head, and he...
Pipe-patching thing. You put these big clamps and pipe-patching kits.
I remember now. That boat was about to fall apart.
Oh, it was.
Oh, yeah. Yes, indeedy. All right.
Who's next?
Oh, Lisa.
There you go.
Oh. Look, this is our continuing case study.
Lisa, what you got cooking?
Okay, that's exactly it. I've got a pizza in the oven. We're spending the whole day together. We went biking. We went to listen to some music. We're eating pizza, and he was smoking his pot on the porch. And then I kept telling him, I said, I shouldn't wear a mask because it's going into my throat. It's going into my nose. And I haven't gotten high, I'm telling you, in 100 years. And I said, I'm high. He said, no, you're not. I said, I am. And so I'm high. I'm telling you guys, I am high.
It's
and I haven't been.
Yeah.
It's what?
It can be a contact high.
Yeah, it's secondhand high.
That's exactly what it is. I'm a cheap date. So he was sitting there, and he was saying to me, he said, we're going to be sitting here years from now, and we're going to say, we're going to remember back to this time, and we're going to say, oh, wasn't that wonderful? And I said, wouldn't you rather live by the water? And then he named a song. I forget what. Otis, somebody sang a song, something, and I said, oh, yeah, I like that. He's been grabbing my hand. And I said, so what did the card say?
All right. But specifically, is it just what did the cards say, like, other times, or is there a new angle, or what are you talking about? Or do you want to know what it is based on the new event?
Are we going deeper and more advanced?
Aha. Uh-huh. All right. Well, then we shall see what the cards shall say.
So this is my first time actually hearing about this case study. Can I get a little bit more background?
Yes, while I'm laying them out.
It could take weeks.
Give her the encapsulated.
Well, Jeff, we gave it to him, the big bottom line. Already.
He professes to be gay.
Uh-huh.
She has fallen in love with
their neighbors. Uh-huh. Their neighbors. And Jeff saw her moving before he moved, remember?
Yeah, and I said there's a gay man there.
There's going to be a neighbor. It's going to be like a big person. It's going to be a part of your life. She
lost a partner of 23 years.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. That's the big time.
Right. And
heart part.
There was a tater tot casserole involved in this.
That was a holiday. That was a holiday escapade.
So it was like a cute meat or something like that?
It was.
The meat was before the tater tot casserole. They were long meaty.
You know what a meat cute is? Meat.
But that tater tot casserole wasn't the meat cute.
No, it
you
was.
You led him astray. They had already been whatever. I don't know how it was in the laundry room. I don't know what the hell they first started. Yeah, we're going back so far. Only Lisa could tell us.
Yeah, Lisa could, yeah.
I think sometimes people are able to be people who they are. And realistically, what I mean is that sometimes people are more than who they say they are. The dual edge.
People are
what they present to you is one thing, but really what's on the inside, nobody will ever know except for them.
And it was Dr. House who said, you never really know anybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody lies.
Everybody lies. That was the title of the very first episode of House.
And the last one was?
Everybody dies.
Mm-hmm.
Both true statements, which has nothing to do with Lisa's reading. But all right, the cards are down, my dear. I know she was like, what are these?
Well, here's what it is. I always feel compelled to tell the truth of my readings. I never... And I just want everybody to know, never embellish, never make shit up for the reading, because that to me is super unethical. So even though, let's say I want,
excuse me, Mike,
say I want to take my client in a different direction, that's up to her. That's up to him. All I can do is provide support and guidance. Okay? So, what I've got here is that man has gone, bite me, Jim. Jim is being a bad boy.
I was like,
on his computer.
Good Lord, Jesus God. But anyway, that's between us. That's a Freddy.
Okay.
Back to Lisa.
Lisa, this is serious now. He has gone from wanting you to needing you. And I'm not sure.
That's cheap.
Is it?
Want you to want me. I need you to need me. I'm begging you.
It's about 20 years from now, and apparently you two are never going to move anywhere. He said we'll be sitting here in 20 years. So he's now projecting. He's projecting into the future. And, oh boy. Now listen. I'm going to tell you what's here, and the only thing you can do, remember, everything in the cards is based on potential. Nothing here is written in blood, as far as I know. So I'm going to tell you that he wants to work at this becoming a full relationship with you. The thought of losing you, the thought of losing you is terrifying him, Lisa.
Yeah. He'll never lose me as long as it keeps going this way.
The thing is, I would recommend, is when you reach a point where you know you can suggest this, tell him that the two of you should go to some therapy. Just
No, I've already talked about it in my head. No, yeah. That's what we're doing. That's what I made a commitment in my head. And
I mean,
knows.
Even before you marry somebody in a religious, a religion, you have to go meet with that pastor or that priest, and they give you guidance. What's the matter?
You just took a fucking quantum leap. You started talking about marriage, and they're not even officially committed couple.
I think what it is a marriage of spirituality.
Well, that's not what she meant.
Okay.
This is what I meant earlier.
Counseling. She said counseling.
Okay. I'm going to show this to our Facebook people.
Therapy and counseling.
Who can
buy? Get a card
down.
We're
always looking for the Nine of Hearts. The Nine of Hearts is going to be the query determinator. This method.
Yes, this is it.
He's my protege.
Newsflash.
Yeah. All right. Next to it is the sense of needing, not being able to live without you kind of thing. And there, folks, you have it. The Ace of Diamonds is a card of marriage or a union like it.
Yes. Live long and proud.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes. It's a dumb deal.
He wants to try working at this. And now let me ask you, let me read into it for you. Was he high when he was talking about these things?
Yeah.
That's good.
Prior to that, we were on our bike ride, and he wasn't high, and he had his hand on my handlebar, grabbed his hand to take it off the handlebar so it could pedal forward, and he grabbed my hand like he's never grabbed my hand before, and I didn't realize he was trying to hold my hand. And so then I grabbed his chin. I'll grab his face or I grab his chin, and I do cuckoo baby talk at him, and so that's what I did, And I just say and this morning when we were having coffee, we were talking about stuff, and I said, "Well, I just love you." And he just stopped, and he was staring at me, smiling. And he knows, I've told him this before. And then he said to me on our bike ride, he said, "I love you." He said, "I really love you." And then he was telling me something about how, then he just made a comment about something that we were talking about. But he wasn't high. He wasn't high then.
Thing picks up everything, Deb.
Hello. Hi, Lisa. Hello. Anyway. I want to say that I am glad to hear that he was catering with yes. And Kyle's going to step in here. He has some expertise with highness.
With highness?
Jeez, Lou. So anyway.
Tell us, your highness.
It's an honor to be here.
Right.
Yeah.
Make sure you talk loud enough.
Can you hear me?
Yes, so very resonating.
Be quiet.
So, in that, what we do was put some of his guard down and open up in vulnerability with you, which regardless if a male is homosexual or not, that's a hard thing for a man to do, is to open and be vulnerable. It's a treacherous little field. It takes a little bit of dancing to get around. So the fact that you're able to help break down a lot of those barriers, especially sharing those intimate little moments like that, sounds like you're on the right path.
Now, can I throw in something as a completely unqualified person?
Yeah.
None of us here are qualified. Who the hell is the qualified person here on anything?
I feel that because he was able to open up under the influence of the weed, wouldn't medication help that guy greatly?
It's a possibility. If medication, marijuana, whatever it is, it sounds like he has a lot of stuff he needs to talk about, and like both of you do. In order
and
to
we
get
are.
There, you're going
yeah.
to grab.
Remember,
you have to.
Remember I told you yesterday, he had told me, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, how he had, I think it was yesterday, he mentioned this woman that he had been off and on with for 15 years. And I said, "Well, when was the last time you heard from her?" It's about 5 years ago. She heard that he had broken it off with this live-in lover, which was male. And she called and said,
that she wanted to get back to, and he told me, I don't want to go back there. I don't want to revisit that. And that's how he is. Once he's done, he's told me this repeatedly, I'm done forever. Lately, today, all day today, and continuing into the evening, he's been talking about 50% of marriages break up. And I was telling him this morning, I was almost crying, and I said, that's not my story. I said, I promised myself I'm going to get married, and I will climb Mount Everest to make it work. It will not end. I've got my all in it. And tonight he was on the porch, you know, 50% of it. I said, you go to the bar and get all those people there remarried. They're going to bust up, most of them. But when you got a good foundation, so this we're talking about, you know, and I was reading a prophet to him, Cahill Cabran, you know, that if people come together, they don't cleave on to each other. They have their own lives, but they love each other kind of thing. So I'm talking to him about what I know, what I feel, what my moral compass is. And, you know, so that's it.
Well, things have certainly taken a turn, haven't they?
Have they?
And you said you had a bitch point to make up.
Not a bitch point. I have
Jimbo right in it with his, you know.
Jimbo.
All right, let me weigh in philosophically. First of all, to say that people that are high and drinking have some kind of revelations to make, that only happens every time they get high and get drunk. They start talking about, you know, oh my God.
But he wasn't
I have this,
high this
you know,
morning.
Oh,
and
Jesus God,
we
everybody
were talking
that.
Like that.
What's
we
that?
Weren't high this morning. He wasn't high this morning, and we wasn't high in the afternoon. It was
that
just now. But this morning and this afternoon, we were talking like that too. So this has been a continuing theme into His Highness. Highness.
All right, so you guys are an official couple then, right?
See,
well,
I, you know what? If you're on trial right now, that's a no. If you don't answer yes or no, that's a no.
I think it's also it's up in the air right now.
It's been up in the air for how many months now?
They're in a phase. They're going through phase.
They're not marrying.
Hey, Lisa, when does the phase end? When is your end time on this phase?
I love you.
You got to go 10 more years yet on this or what? What are you going to do, Lisa?
You know, I love Jimbo's. Smack it on both cheeks. Smack. And I love your realism, Jimbo. You know, it's true. Jimbo's true. He's very practical. You know, he's not the tarot card reader or the psychic person. He's true. He's true to,
I have
you know.
A freaking unicorn in my life. That's all I'm saying. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Glitter.
Well then, God damn it! I gotta find me one of those unicorns. I want to see that. I'll feed that son of a bitch a bunch of babies. I want to see that glitter come out of its butt.
Well, you know, next question. You know, you guys usually coach me, and you know what I'll do? I guess I'll just have to build up enough courage to say and prepare for the answer. Are we a couple?
But I want to go jump off a cliff because I've been asking you to do that for a month or so. Or two
but how
months.
Do you eat it?
I know.
What do you mean?
How do we define being a couple? You know, I mean, what is that definition of? I don't know.
Sometimes if you start applying definitions of things, it makes it a little bit more. Huh? Now we have this, do we have to do?
But if you don't even make any kind of a commitment definition, then nobody can ever get mad at anybody for doing anything with another person ever.
Oh, no, I do, and he knows I do. He knows I do, and he also gets mad.
She does.
No, we both?
Does.
No.
I
get mad. I do.
Yes,
and he gets mad, too. We both get mad. No, you're right.
I'm on Team Lisa. I want this to work, but God damn it!
I know. You know, and one girlfriend told me. One of my girlfriends told me. She said, "You guys are like a couple of 20-year-olds. You're just going along. You're not making a commitment. You're just going along, and deciding whatever happens just happens." And I just always thought he was working stuff out.
That's how you know it's right.
Say it louder.
That's how you know it's right. If you don't feel like there's any, if you feel like time in itself isn't moving when you're with this person, that's the right person to be with. If time feels like it doesn't exist, if you're able to just be like lost in the moment, trapped in each other's like essence, then that's right.
Time stands still.
Cool. That's cool. Then you guys.
Hey, you know what? You know what? He's always, that is his favorite word, essence, what you just said. He's always using that word.
That's why she calls. She is
he's
not happy.
I'm high. I'm high. I have a contact high. I've never been high. I haven't been high in 1,000 years. I told him I'm getting high off this shit. And he said, no, you're not. I said, yes, I am. And I start laughing. I couldn't stop. I said, I'm going to the house and eat all the cheesecake. I'm supposed to be making pizza right now.
Don't forget about the pizza in the oven, Lisa. You did tell us you had one in there.
No, I was warming up the oven. I've got a pot of pizza in there.
Well, I think you sound fantastic. I'm not here to push drugs or weed, but I really, really not.
No. Whatever your thing is your thing.
Yeah, and maybe it's
I haven't smoked. I don't do any of that stuff. I don't do stuff. I'm just sitting on the porch with him, and he lights up. You know, I don't judge him. I mean, he does his thing. He's got, you know, it helps to quell some of the health issues he has, and so. You know, I said, I'm getting high. I better go put a mask. He said, no, you're not. You're not going to get high. But, well, here I am. Lo and behold.
Listen to her. It's like a personality change for the situation. Hey,
he started saying, he said, I'm going to make some pineapple brownies and hashish brownies for you. And I said, no, I'm not doing this again.
Pineapple brownie.
That's
the thing?
I don't know. That sounds different. That just sounds different.
Hashish. With hashish in it.
Oh, okay. All right.
He's making plans.
Reach out here, Jim.
I think Jim is ready with the English.
The subject is the unknown. Do not fear the unknown.
Ooh.
Time of deep exploration and transformation. Unfamiliar territory leads to new horizons.
Boy, doesn't it, though.
Yes, it does. It's like every one of these cards is like for everybody, but it's for that person, obviously. But it's like for all of us.
I love it.
You love it long time?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lisa.
You guys, I better go. I've got to put the pizza in.
Yeah, you better.
Hey, when you got to go, you got to go. Right, Lisa?
Mm-hmm. So Kyle has made a prediction. And this is just off the top of his head. He says within 3 weeks, the two of you are going to be, an official?
You'll know. You're not going to put a label on it, but you'll know.
You'll know.
Well, she already knows.
Yeah, she already knows. But you both.
Holy fuck, yes!
Okay, what's today?
Today is the 5th.
Sunday, March 5th.
Right, call us on the 26th.
Well, she's going to call between then.
Mark that day.
Yeah, mark that day.
Because I am saying, get a ghostwriter.
Boy.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, darling. You know we love this.
Okay,
and
love,
I
love you all.
We
love you a long time, Lisa.
Bye, Lisa.
Yes, I love you long time, too, both of you. And now the third guy. What is his name?
Oh, Kyle.
His name is Kyle.
Yeah, that's Kyle.
It's what?
Kyle.
Oh, Kyle. Well, yeah. Welcome aboard.
He's been here before, but it was before your time.
I was on leave.
It was many months ago. He's been on the show. Yes, indeed.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Sayonara.
Yeah. I love you. I love you, too.
Right. Well, she's in a good mood tonight. Sometimes she's in good, bad, or in the middle. This was pure good. This was pure good.
It's an up and down.
Euphoric, even?
Yeah. It was pure good. I mean, even she had nothing bad today happen. Nothing. Which is good.
Emotional roller.
Which is good.
It took her edges off a little bit.
That's what you thought.
Well, plus, she had not one bad thing happen.
Mm-mm. And you don't believe in my cards. That bothers me.
What do you mean? What is that? Scott, we're on air.
Huh?
Because how many times, first of all, what did we tell everybody? That future is not stamped out. You can get a reading tonight, and it might not happen in 2 weeks. You got to keep checking, right?
You have to. Yes, it fluctuates. But it doesn't mean we make pronouncements right now. You're already telling her this is a failure for her.
I am, because I have no cards. I have no looking. I have no crystal ball. I have nothing except what I see from my senses.
And what I see from my cards.
Right. That's what the difference. We don't all have to agree all the time.
What is your intuitive thought here, mister?
Well, he's a new kid on the block, first of all. First time he ever talked to her.
You know, but I think we've seen how I do sometimes. I can get it right on the head.
I can't read it.
Maybe. It's just like, expectations.
That's what I was saying. Don't put a label on it.
She said don't have expectations.
Right. But everyone has expectations. You can never say, don't have expectations.
Yeah, you go to a movie, you already expect.
It's
going to
be good. You're talking about a one-time event. They've been going out for a long time. Now, you can't use that, I went to a movie for the first time, freaking analogy, because that's bullshit.
Okay.
And she's been coming here over and over and over, and they're not getting to
the point. Expectations have already been set by him, by her. If he were really not about it, he would have made that very clear a long time ago.
Oh, absolutely.
And if not, that's improper for him to be dragging someone along like this, and then it will come up. It will be his comeuppance.
You mean a guy would do something improper and lead or drag a woman along?
Yes, it does happen. But.
Mic drop.
It comes back on him.
But first of all, he hasn't made any. She's totally said, boom, she's put everything out there. And he hasn't.
I mean.
I think she's put breadcrumbs out, like they talk of on the computer.
Breadcrumbs, she's practically jumped on vagina first on his face a few times. You know that, remember? She has. She was that close. She's told us with all the stuff she's done.
Yes. And I agreed. I mean, that she needs to tell us and let us guide her. But, you know, I was going to say something, but remember, these relationships that are going through this kind of, convolutions, I don't know what you call
it. I don't even know what you call this. Yeah.
That's the basis of my business.
Hey, I'm on Team Lisa. I hope it works out.
I hope it works out.
You know.
Yeah, people don't come to me and, say, I'm so happy.
You're right.
Okay, they come because they're miserable.
Yes, nobody goes to a therapist because, I'm here because I have nothing to talk about. You know, nobody does that. Therapists would probably like that, actually. It'd be easy money. Oh,
and then
sit
when
here for 60 minutes.
And when I don't hear from them after we've worked together for 3 to 6 months, they move on because they're better, And they come back for a tune-up once in a while. Actually, I only hear from them when there's been, an argument. Somebody has gone to the hotel to spend the night or something like that, then I will hear from them. But her being able to come on the air and speak to the world and share this.
It's hard to even remember the first time she started calling. She was living somewhere else.
Yeah, she was.
Jenny moved yet. She was scared. She was worried about the move.
And I told her he's going to be at the end of it when you move there. He's your neighbor.
And
I'm just the messenger, I don't take any... I'm happy to hear when somebody gets a job that was in the cards, that kind of thing. I said he's going to be an important part of your healing, and you will be part of his healing.
And what that really means?
Who knows?
Nobody knows. I'm like a detective. I see this piece of evidence. It doesn't line up, but.
But remember,
life is life. Life is full of surprises, and it says screw you.
He's an engineer by profession.
I'm just saying.
Being analytical, and that's part of, you are always represented in the deck as the Jack of Spades. You've always been a Jack. That means your spirit is yet still very young, and you probably have more lifetimes that you have to go through.
Well, great. I can't wait to die so I go to my next life.
But it also means that he's analytical. He's knows, he's like, can weigh right and wrong, kind of like a judge. He can be a doctor. Doctors tend to, men of science, that kind of thing. So I'm just saying, you and I are 180 out on this.
But that's actually, it's like, It's like a good general, like George Washington. Yeah. He would have a bunch of generals. He didn't pick them all that had his exact same opinion.
Mm-mm.
What good is that going to do? You got to pick guys. You just want guys that all have different opinions and let them make their argument, and you work it out. You don't want everybody to just, yes, yo, I agree with you. I agree with everything you say. And never have a counter argument or anything, because you're not going to make the best decision in the outcome if you don't have other people that have different opinions. I'm just an opinion. Actually, mine is the least important because I don't have cards.
No, but you do have.
I have spirit, and I have conviction, and that's my opinion, but I got no damn cards.
Thing is, we need to remember.
I have no cards, but I have just been a lot.
We just have to remember.
People I have known because I'm living in carriers with thousands of guys. Go ahead.
Boy, that sounds like a love boat trip.
It's a love boat trip, but you know a lot of guys with a lot of women problems and stuff. You see it all and hear it all in a short amount of time.
Well, I was going to say that it's important that we remember that love is the greatest force in the universe, greater than any other. In fact, the universe is built on love. And love.
Whoa.
What?
The universe is built on love.
It is a huge, and I don't know the correct words to say right now, but it is like... love, you send a, okay, Jeffrey Dahmer got killed in prison.
Wow, I can't wait to hear all this analogy works out.
He is seeing people. But you know what? When you pass over, you are received with love. Okay, nobody gave birth to a criminal. They just end up like Charles Manson. Look at him.
There are parts of the Bible that don't say that dude's going to get received with love.
Well, I'm not sure about the Bible. The Bible's a great literary giant or whatever you want to call it, but I'm not sure it really addresses everything. Yeah.
Well, there probably is nothing out there that can.
And for her to have it's a strength for her to say to this man, I love you. And she's got some conditional things attached to it, but I think she'd love him even if he pulled the car over and said, time for you to get out.
Well, I don't think so. She's been thinking of moving off and on.
Because it's such a, I can't even defend my point. I just know what I believe.
But that's fine. But you shouldn't get mad at me for having my counterpoint of view, right? I don't have cards, so my opinion means less than that. I'm a stronger arguer.
I think it's good to have a balance. Like
I'm a
you
stronger
said.
Litigator
yeah.
in court. She would not be a good lawyer in court. She doesn't litigate. She gets mad at me.
Yeah, well,
you should litigate. Listen, counselor, you should tell me to sit down, and shut up. This is my time to talk, like in Law and Order. I object.
Do we have any more people?
Yeah, we do. And it's early.
Oh,
shall we go to?
Yes,
we have a call. We have people that want to do both. Should
Let's
we do messenger
do,
for a change?
I think we should go to messenger. These people wait and very patiently. I don't know if they're here for readings or just to watch us in our lunacy.
Oh, we're getting people are enjoying this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there's when you have these spirited conversations, you get a lot of spirited comments.
And I like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody's allowed to have opinions. Nobody's right or wrong. Mm-hmm. There's Ludo.
Okay.
Take it away.
Come on. Hello.
Hi,
Luna.
Welcome,
How
Luna.
Are
She's
you?
Been here for a long time. Thank you for patiently waiting.
Yes.
I'm tired. I'm in mom mode today because my little one's sick.
Oh, poor baby.
Oh, boy.
He catches a lot of stuff, doesn't
he? Got rough things going on,
Well,
yes.
We had our vents cleaned out finally, like the air duct vents, and I think it stirred up a bunch of stuff, and it got into his lungs, and now he's coughing, congested, all that good stuff.
Mm. Does he suffer any seasonal allergies?
Oh, yeah. That's already come into play because it's been so warm here and the weather just keeps going from one extreme to the next.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah, we've got it too. Sore, scratchy throat, a lot of coughing, sniffling.
Yeah. A few days ago, we hit 80s. Now we're getting down back in the low 40s.
So what would,
what would bring
you to the show tonight? What can I work on for you?
Well, in 2 days, it would have been Amber's birthday.
Oh.
She would have been 32, but I still honor her and say she's So 29. So her birthday would have been this Tuesday. So I just wanted to see if she had any message for me.
Oh, I love doing those for you. Now, so everybody has kind of a little bit of a sense of Amber. I know she's your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And what took her life?
Blood clot in the leg, broke loose, and went for heart.
Oh, so unpredictable.
They
heart,
really
lung,
are.
Brain,
oh, that's,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. She was just walking down her steps and it broke loose and she fell down the steps because it hit her so quick.
And she was gone?
By the time the ambulance got there, the ambulance tried to work on her and it was too late.
Heart.
Oh.
Yeah.
They say the lungs, same thing.
Yeah.
Lungs, you do have a better chance because I don't know how it works, but
I don't
know.
Either.
You have a better chance if it's your lung, but if it goes to your heart or brain, it's basically a killer.
That's why they were amazed my mother survived, because she had not just one, but two or three, I think they said, and she had her stroke, and then she had aneurysm that burst from blood clots, and then she had brain hemorrhage, and they even asked me, should we let her go? And I knew my mom wouldn't. She'd want a chance. And the only thing she can't do is talk. You know, so...
Yeah, you can understand something if you talk to her a lot.
You get used to her babble.
She can communicate with her more than anybody else. Well, you and your family members. Right. Yeah, well...
Okay.
Was it an anniversary today?
What did you say? It's her birthday in 2 days?
Yeah, it would have been her birthday.
Yeah.
Today or in two days?
2 days, I think she said.
Yeah, on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
On the
7th. Okay.
I'm baking her a cake.
Favorite? Or didn't you
not
know?
Not really.
You didn't really know, maybe?
I can't really afford to buy a cake this year because DoorDash has went downhill. I'm not making that much, so I'm buying the stuff to make a cake. I'm making a poke cake. You pour like the Jell-O in it,
yeah,
and let it chill for a while. Yeah, I'm making one of those.
Oh, I've lost where I was.
You stopped because you had the car hit the floor.
Yeah, and it's not making much sense in reference to her. How I should.
Well, maybe it was to Luna, or maybe it was to. You didn't like the car, did you?
I didn't feel like it really related. It didn't resonate for me.
Okay.
The card of. Like excess, drinking, drugging.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That is odd.
Yeah. So all right. We're going to start again.
We shall redo the cards.
All right.
We shall do so.
Well, if it's excess drinking, it could be my husband who I'm separated from.
That was my first thought, but I don't answer questions generally that I haven't been asked.
Yeah, and we haven't talked about that for a while, so I could see that.
Yeah, I could see that, too.
I got that, so she's on board with that. Because, I can remember the card falling to the floor. It doesn't have to be all that exact question, right?
Right. You're right. It means grandma always says
something in her life that's
it falls to the floor and comes to the door.
So something that's going to come to light.
He wouldn't show up there drunk, would he? Or anything?
No.
Okay.
Well, it could come to some kind of relevance soon. Somehow it could come to surface for something that's going on.
Are you feeling better with him out of the house?
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad you do.
That's good then. Yeah.
He's going to therapy. He's getting into anger management and possible parenting classes. So he's trying, but I mean, he's going to have to show me that he can do it. Like just tell me, I'm getting into it. Well, you haven't got into it yet.
Right. Right. Yeah. So. Showing up for a couple of sessions means nothing. Right. I got you. At least it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
Well, Amber, she's like to talk.
Amber
talks a lot in spirit. She says that she is very close and that she is delighted by what you are doing. She knows you're making that cake. And she wants you to know that she's very near to your son. Forget his name. Oh, no. Yeah. So she hovers with him. As I think it's an extra layer of protection. She didn't have children, did she?
Yeah, she had a daughter.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
Now, do you ever, you probably get no information about that, do you?
No, I try to keep in touch, but, you know, after, Amber was the one that kept everything together. You know, she's the one that made sure bills were paid, you know, made sure meals were made. And so after she passed, it was kind of, they kind of fell on hard times and they kind of drifted away. I've tried to keep in touch, but, you know, I don't know. I'd like to stay in touch with them, but it's hard to because, you know, there's a lot of things they can't afford, including phone bills.
Oh, right.
So,
well,
I
got two creepy things to tell you, kind of creepy things that is coming through these cards. If you were to carry another child, you know, it's looking like Amber would be the spirit of that child.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah. And I also want to tell you, now this is very serious here. If your husband, X, what do you call him? Just your Mr. Separation? I don't know. If he were to contact you and tell you, this is important because you're right there. If he tells you, I've got nothing to live for and I think it's time I leave this world, I want you to react to that and get help over there right away because he's going to mean it. Okay, they say people that talk about suicide never do it. I don't think that's necessarily true.
But you don't roll the dice.
But I do think that he, through whatever he's doing, whether it's just heavy drinking, heavy using, he is putting himself in such a deep, dark depression that the Four of Clubs is called traditionally the devil's bedpost. And I like to think of it as a card that is connected to, say, Murphy's Law, the worst thing that could happen will happen.
Mm.
So I'm just saying, I had to do this with a friend who was on
Murphy
way back when I was working for AOL, and we could only talk and chat. Yeah, way back when that's who started me as the Psychic Love Doctor, AOL.
Many moons ago.
Yeah, and we had weekly chats and stuff, and I had a friend that was in Chicago, and he came to the show, and he came in for everybody to see. He said, hey, Deb, just wanted to let you know, really enjoyed our friendship all these 15 years, but after the show's done, I am going to kill myself. And I got on the phone and called Jim and another friend while I'm in the chat. And other people were like, hey, Dan, come on. You've got a lot to live for. You've got, you know, kids and a wife and blah, blah, blah. And I said, Jim and whatever his name was.
I made the call.
Pete. Oh, you did. You called Chicago
police. I finally took forever to make the connection and the call. Yeah.
And he got them, and then they came to the door while the chat was still going on.
Late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, it was. He died in 1997. He finally was able to, he didn't just kill himself. He took his children and his wife with him.
It must have been like a year or two before that, though.
Yes, it was. And about a year.
Yeah, because it was that same chick that they were together with.
And he typed in, God damn you, Debbie.
He was no longer with a few of that chick.
He said, we have the police here.
Yep.
And he was very angry with me, and I thought, too bad. Too bad. You want to say that?
Too bad.
Yeah.
You know.
Say that shit to people. They're going to react.
But at the time, he said, oh, we're just joking, and we're both laughing, but obviously not.
No.
Based on the outcome, what happened a year or two later.
Yeah, and then about a month later, he sent me an apology in an email and said, I'm really sorry. The subject line was life. But he was a guy. Lost 42 of his friends on the USS Stark when it got missiled in 1987 in
Persian Gulf.
Yeah, and
Persian excursion.
He was that what they call it?
No, it's called.
Yeah.
Every time he went there,
he had just transferred off the ship.
Gulf, no.
And his friend said, "Come on, once more around the park, let's go." He said, "No, I don't want to." And through therapy and all, they said he had survivor's guilt so bad. But if only he wouldn't have turned that 16-gauge shotgun on a little 10-year-old
girl.
Was it
a 12-gauge?
12-gauge.
Well, I don't know. There are 16-gauges. That's why I didn't know.
And his son wasn't even his. So, and he didn't get the baby. the baby was off in a bedroom sleeping. How it slept through all this.
It's a baby.
And it wasn't even his child. The family's fought over this little boy.
That's why he didn't do it. As far as we know.
Yeah.
Or it's because it was a baby.
Oh, because it was a baby.
Yeah, it didn't have any.
But anyway, I just want you to react. That way, first of all, if he's jerking your chain, he's going to know that is not going to work. But I
I've made it known to him. Like, you know, you've got to do this.
Good.
If you want to come back home, you know, this is what you're going to have to do. If you want to reconcile and fix our marriage, this is what you got to do. Like, I'm already in therapy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already receiving help for my issues, which I'll admit I have a lot because of what I've been through in my life. But I'm owning up to it. I'm getting help. You know, he would only go to therapy like once every 3 months and say, oh, I'm fine. I'm like, you can't do that.
No.
Once a month I get because, you know, mental health in this country is horrible and they're overworked, underpaid, not that many people.
It can be pricey depending on your insurance, yep.
So, I mean, thankfully, I'm able to go every 2 weeks, but his therapist can only do it like once every 3 weeks or once every month.
I don't see that as really being adequate.
It should be whatever the therapist determines.
Yeah.
They should dictate it.
Yeah.
And didn't you have to wait during the pandemic?
No, you got insurance, though.
Yeah, a long time.
Insurance is a big thing.
Well, see, I didn't start therapy until after Amber passed. I was dealing with it my own way, and then she passed. I kind of started, and, you know, I just decided I needed to go.
She's so close to you, Luna. That girl is like your own guardian angel. Hey there, cutie. Hey. Oh, my gosh. She looks so much like you.
Okay.
Right.
No.
Well, Jim. Oh, yeah. You can tell. Jim has a healing card for you.
I do indeed. A healing angel card.
Yeah.
Subject is peace. Pretty nice card for healing.
Yeah.
No matter where you are or what you're doing, inner peace is always possible. All it takes is a subtle shift in awareness. Think love and peace will follow. Well, peace is a good card.
You.
Yeah, I'm glad. It's been a little bit.
Yes, well, and DoorDash, I read a lot of stories. People aren't making good money at that anymore.
Economy is...
No.
Oof.
I finally got into Grubhub and then Uber Eats. I finally got... accepted into that, and so multi-apping is trying to make like $30 a day. So
I was just gonna ask you, they also do like paint, and I saw that people go shopping for you Instacart to the hardware store or whatever you need. Yeah. Okay, well, honey, we got one caller left. I've now put you where to find.
Thanks for being patient.
Okay.
She's been here the whole time.
You look good. You look real
Thank
good.
You.
All right. Take care, honey.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Good luck. And caller, international shout out to Laura from London.
Laura.
Very, very late / early, depending on how you want to look at
exactly.
it there. There in London town. Gotta love it, though. That's cool.
I do. We get quite a British invasion.
You know, when you're from London, too, I know the other people in the UK might not be as impressed with it, but to me, London, you're in London.
I have to tell you, Laura, something. I had a great internet, well, it was on some news platform, and it was an American lady who said the best thing she ever did was pull up stakes and move to London. She said in reference to where she was living, and if I remember right, it she said New Jersey, something like that. She said the cost of living is better. She loves the modes of transportation. She's paying less for a place to live. Yeah, and she said she loves how you go out, and a lot of people are walking, she said, or you ride your bike.
I mean, that's...
And you're meeting people. And
that's a very old city.
Yes.
So it's modeled. You can't just take a city and transform it to big pickup trucks and stuff like that.
Well,
city is old, and
I would think
it is what it is.
Those are historic buildings that they're not just going to start ripping down.
No, well, even that, I'm just saying it's an old city, and you know they do their best to accommodate a lot of transportation stuff, but it's It is what it is.
She was
that
saying
that stuff wasn't around when they built it.
What the article was basically about, if you're unhappy in the U.S., cross the pond. Oh, she loved being able to go to all the other countries. She made it sound really appealing. Really appealing.
Well, I guess, you know, if you live in a lot of those European places, a lot of other countries are short distance compared to like here.
Yeah.
You know, we got two choices that are short distance, and it might not even be a short distance.
To where? Of,
you got Canada or Mexico, basically, that are short.
Maybe Hawaii.
That's not short.
Well, if you live
in the 48, the lower 48 or whatever.
Yeah.
And if you're in the middle, that's still, Canada's a long ass ways away, but you live in like London or something like that. You can just, a few countries that aren't that far away that you can go to without having to like plan and drop $1 billion on a flight.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. So there are some cool advantages there.
My work, I would have a very receptive audience. Those folks over there, they are open. Where all these people here, sorry to say, but I think they're all kind of religious fanatics here. We're in the Bible Belt. Yeah.
I wouldn't say. I say we have more apples that spoil the bunch here. Because we have, obviously, we got a ton of people that are receptive, or they call in all the time, but there's also a ton of people that aren't, because you know, it's the United States. Everybody hates everything. It does. Everybody says, uh-oh, what's coming up? I put a chip on my shoulder so you can offend me. Oh, my goodness, you can't do that. That's
God, that is so
here.
True.
That's all they do is like, hey, what are you talking about? Oh, wait, let me get my thing on my shoulder so you can hit the chip on my shoulder and offend
the
me.
Cancel
so
culture.
I can complain and not let you talk about that online ever because it offended me. Excuse me.
There is no excuse for you.
Well, I have 1,000 excuses. But let's take our patient. We're holding 856, Jersey, 856.
Jersey.
Bring it in.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Take us home, Rosemary. She's going to take us to the finish line.
Yes, you are, Rose. What can we do, hon, for you? How are you?
A lot of chaos at my house. So I'm wondering what the heck is going on. I like 200 steps ahead and 200 backwards. So whatever you can pick up on that.
What does that mean?
You say you've been like moving forward and moving backwards. You don't feel like you're getting anywhere. Is that what you're telling us?
Right. Same old story.
Well, just remember.
A lot of us feel that way.
That a setback is always a sign of progress. And the other thing is we often talk about, I guess we call it the dynamics of an arrow. That it has to be taken backwards in order to what mean the velocity to propel itself. I don't know all these words, but you do.
Just, you know, don't even go in this business. You pull it backwards, you go back to let it go forward, or leap, giant leap forward, right?
Yeah.
You pull it back a little bit, like 2 feet at the most, and then, wham, that sucker goes forever.
That's right.
We're going to get into physics.
Well, you understand it so well. Some of us, it may as well be Greek.
It doesn't matter. For the purpose of the show, it's a very good analogy.
All
right. You draw that bow back, but it goes from like one hand maybe to like around your chin. When you let go, that thing could disappear actually if it's a good bow. Might not even be able to see the arrow where it lands.
That's true.
Yeah, good combo. Hells yes! or like what they used to do back in the day, they had the long bows back in the medieval days. That thing was big as a man. And it took a mighty, you had to be pretty strong to pull that sucker back.
Well, I would think. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, I'm laying out your cards, as I'm sure you can hear.
You can hear the cards going flip-flop, flip-flop. Wait to work those. Flip-flop season, we'll be back again soon. We're almost there.
And everybody's going to complain about the heat here. It gets very, very hot and humid.
And the air conditioning, the power bill, when you see the air conditioning running 24-7.
You go,
oh, dear God. God help me. Why can't it be cool?
All right. Well, you didn't go into specifics, but I think
that's
a
cool.
Lot of what you're going through, hon, is give me a moment. You are actually facing an emotional transformation from what I'm seeing.
Is it a fork in the road emotionally?
I know that you care very deeply for the guy that is overseas.
Yep.
My problem with him in your reading is doesn't face you, which means he's not going to be that concerned with your needs, how to make you happy in the long term.
She's not fully committed and all in on...
No, he's got his back to her, which means a lot of indifference.
So he's worried about some other things more than her.
Yeah, and I don't think that he's what she really needs.
Well, if he's not going to make you a priority.
Yeah, and
right.
I think that it's going to just bring more unhappiness. But I feel like you're going through this change right now toward what you really want for the future. And, you know, if you just give it a little time, and I know everybody hates that, but if you can give it a little time,
yeah.
So it can come to you in its own best way.
Humans by nature are not patient.
Yeah.
Well, we've invented a lot. We have a lot of great inventions because of our lack of patience.
True.
But it doesn't do the heart any good. But go ahead.
I really think that it's going to dissipate as far as the going forward and going backward. It's going to stop. I still think it would be beneficial for you to take that trip. Get your father over there.
Oh, yes.
To his homeland. To hear the song of his people.
Sure.
You know.
You know,
yeah.
I didn't go to I've only been there a couple times, but it was a pretty cool place.
I hear they make damn good pizza.
Talking about Italy, right?
Yeah.
I didn't have a lot of that, so call me stupid, but yeah.
So, well, they make it different than we do.
I did notice that, but it was a cool place.
Mm-hmm.
The people were pretty cool.
All right, and I do want you to know, I really think there's going to be a new man in your life soon. And I may have told you this before. I really think this is going to be one that's truly going to be consistent about your happiness. And that's important. You know, sometimes we feel so lonely that we will try and just grab at somebody, and we're going, yeah,
the life is
floating by.
It's like, I don't care what that is. I got to grab that, even if it's a floating turd, because I
don't
want
to
drown.
You don't have to be alone anymore.
Yep, it's the life preserver
theory.
And then
you see the turdiness
of
that person.
Then you wish you didn't grab it, but you can only blame yourself so much. But try not to do it. That's what
you
have to say, right?
Yeah, and I think you should get your father over there before his help. Did you get good news? I thought you said Friday you had to take him in for some kind of evaluation for surgery.
Yeah, you have to do it at home, medication for 6 weeks. They did it that way instead of bringing him in.
Yeah.
That's what I had a chaos tonight with.
Oh, really?
And my brother.
Well, just like Jeff, you were having at odds with your father.
And the brother. I think
you know, it can
be
a result of the medication he's taking.
It sucks for her.
It really does. And you're going to, as a caregiver, there were times when my late husband would yell at me too badly. And I would go off to another room to de-stress.
Which means you typically cry.
Yes, and I started
watching.
Everybody's
different. Some people throw things.
I started to watch The Office. I'd go in there and watch an episode or two. That's Ricky Gervais's show. I don't know what he called it over there. Maybe it was
Might
the
have been
office.
I don't know.
But, hon, find ways for self-care.
It was cool, though.
And I don't know what your has your brother tripping, but he likes to stir people up, doesn't he? He seems to really be, yeah. And I think it could very likely be some strong narcissistic tendencies on his part. He enjoys that he can do that. Try not to let him suck you in, you know. When I'm dealing with anybody who's a narcissist, I tend to laugh and agree with them. Oh, yeah, you're so right. I am a loser.
Well, at least make him go away.
Yeah.
Don't quit bothering you.
You know, instead of trying to defend yourself, I don't think you can win with a narcissist.
Right.
If you,
he's like my father.
Pretty much. Interesting little shout out to Kirsty from the UK.
Kirsty.
What a roll. She rolled in later early, depending on how you look at it.
But my darling, I want you to know. I really want you to know, Rosemary. You give yourself a good solid, you're gonna be in an entirely different place in your life. You sound very upset to me. And I know
sounds very very discouraged.
But
yeah.
You know what? Life goes forward. You're going to eventually be out of there, out in the world, working a fantastic job, a mother. I feel you're going to make a really good mother, and you'll have a terrific husband. These are the things you have to try to keep in the front of your mind, that you deserve that.
Well, yeah, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I think you've probably taken a lot of verbal abuse in your life. After all,
yeah.
you're in your New Jersey.
Wow, guy.
Mafia town, you know.
It's a big state.
Yeah. So you just hang on to who you are, and you put yourself propelled toward the future. And you watch and see. I'm living my dream, and I was in a terrible place. We say nice things about our hometown, but I'm telling you, I was dying there. And I kept saying, I'm going to a place where there's flowers all year round, and I'm going to have an office. And I was telling people this, and they'd go, God, you're such a clown. And I thought, yeah. F you, I'm going to show you.
Get
it. So if I can do it, you can do it. And I can help everybody.
You can do it.
So you know what to do, Rosemary, when you don't feel, when you feel upset like this, why don't you send me a nice, long message telling, vent to me. Tell me.
To Deborah Lee.
Yeah, to my Deborah Lee messenger. Right. You send me a nice long letter. You just let it all out. You want to put cuss words in there, you do it.
That's right. You can F-bomb away. It's all good.
And I will respond to you, and we'll work through that moment together.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? I'm your friend, and I'll be here for you.
Word up on that, dog.
No matter what. So try and dry your tears. You know, in a year, I swear those tears will be tears of joy. And I mean it. All right, here's your healing card, darling.
Your healing angel card subject is Blue Angel, and this is the big dog. I, Archangel Michael, am here by your side. I am all around you and will forever protect you. Remember this whenever you feel fearful. I love you. All is well.
There you go. It doesn't get any better than that, Rosemary.
Right.
Unless you win the lottery.
Yeah, but you got to win, like, the Archangel's lottery.
Yeah, that's right.
Because Michael's still better in the lottery. Except you, Michael.
Remember, we're here, and we'll be here tomorrow night on News for the Soul.
News for the Soul, good point.
You want to call us, you do that, all right?
Good
sweetness.
Good that you brought that up.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
We love you.
Thanks.
She rolled all in, right. And she got help for a while.
Bye-bye, darling.
Bye.
I have to take a moment. Her heart hurts so much. Makes me sad for her.
Real quick, I will remind everybody that Monday is that one day where you don't want to try to find us the way you do all the other days. Monday is News for the Soul. It's an hour earlier. I'm not going to throw the number out there because just you, wherever you live, it's an hour earlier based on when you know we normally start. And it'll be a different number. If you go on the Blog Talk Radio, you still go there, but look for News for the Soul. Don't try to find PsychologLove.com.
Yeah, on the Blog Talk.
Yeah.
Or you can go directly to newsforthesoul.com. It's right on the front.
Truth.
Yeah.
There's truth. That is probably
better.
Or come
to Facebook.
And we post. We post and we link and we publish the number. So this is for the folks that haven't been around the block with us. Everybody else, they know. They know the deal. We just remind them
on
Mondays.
We just have to be on better behavior. Because of her.
Oh, yeah. Monday, we filter because technically we're PG-13 for this. We're more like PG-23 or 30.
She wanted me to get a swear jar for Jim.
But we do tone it down for Monday.
Yeah, we have to.
Not the subject matter.
But we'll stay on.
Just be.
Yeah, we'll be
the
on.
The verbal F-bombs and stuff like that. Subjects don't change.
The show ends at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Eastern. We'll still stay on.
Yeah, we
for
stay on.
Facebook.
Because, yeah, she's got a 24/7 operation. She can't extend like we do.
No.
She has to stop at a certain point.
Go to the next show.
Typically 2-3 minutes before the hour. She just has no choice.
Well, I think it's time we bid them all a farewell on Blog Talk.
This show is over. Say goodbye.
Take care, everybody.
All right, now we got our Facebookers.
Kyle apparently had a bus